It's Tuesday, July 25th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Chinese Communist government is cracking down more on children's ministries. Persecution.org reports that the official Henan Provincial Three Self Church Committee has banned summer camps and the government is pushing to shut down Sunday schools. Persecution against Christians is heating up in Iran as well. The Center for Human Rights in Iran reports at least 11 Christian converts have received long prison sentences over the last 2 months from a certain judge named Mashallah Ahmadzadeh. Christian Solidarity released a statement saying they were, quote, deeply disappointed, unquote, by these prison sentences that they said were, quote, based on spurious charges, unquote. A Baptist church is under attack in Australia after the pastor made negative comments about homosexuality and Islam. Since the church is an official, quote, provider of scripture, unquote, to the local public schools, the Australian secular groups have lodged complaints with the New South Wales Department of Education. Pastor Keith Piper was taken to task when he posted a video in which he said, quote, ungodly leftist Western leaders are afraid to teach the Bible, salvation, and Christian values in state schools. Instead, they teach sodomy and how to become a weirdo, unquote. Federal Judge Frederick J. Capalla issued a temporary injunction last Wednesday preventing the enforcement of a pro-abortion amendment to Illinois' state health care laws. Alliance Defending Freedom, representing the pro-lifers, called the law, quote, unconstitutional and unethical, unquote. In his ruling, the federal judge wrote that the law, quote, targets the free speech rights of people who have a specific viewpoint, unquote. Charlie Gard's parents told the media yesterday they have given up the fight to seek treatment for their 11-month-old son in America. Quote, we had a chance, but we were not allowed, unquote. Charlie's father, Chris Gard, read a statement to the press in which he bade a fond farewell to his son with these words.
To Charlie, we say, Mummy and Daddy, we love you so much. We always have and we always will, and we are so sorry that we couldn't save you. Sweet dreams, baby. Sleep tight, our beautiful little boy. We love you.
But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, which is what it is.
Whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? John 11:25-26. Republicans in the Senate will make another attempt at repealing and replacing Obamacare today. Last night, President Donald Trump made his appeal to the Republicans to vote in favor of repealing the federal health care program. Republican Senators Mike Lee and Rand Paul on the right and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins on the left are less than enthusiastic about the plan to replace it as it stands. Oregon state officials have denied child custody for the parents of a 4-year-old boy. The parents both have lower intelligence quotients. Amy Fabrini and Eric Ziegler are not charged with abuse or neglect. However, the State Department of Human Services removed the child because of what they called the parents', quote, limited cognitive abilities, unquote, according to the Oregonian. The death toll for the Mexicans and Guatemalans who were discovered in a sweltering hot semi-truck in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio has reached 10. The man responsible for bringing the human cargo over the border and allowing the deaths could potentially face the death penalty in Texas. God's law reminds us, if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19:34. Over 150,000 people showed up in San Diego over the weekend for Comic-Con 2017, and that's just one of multiple Comic-Con events around the country. Another 200,000 attendees are expected for another Comic-Con in New York later this month. the first Comic-Con sponsored event in 1970, recorded an attendance of 300. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, redeeming the time, for the days are evil." Stay tuned for my special report that will give you a little behind-the-scenes sense of the Charlie Gard story through a conversation with someone who recently flew from Florida to London, England to meet Charlie and his parents. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, my special report. Bobby Schindler understands well the pain that Charlie Gard's parents have been going through since the state ultimately killed his sister, Terry Schiavo, in Florida in 2005 by withholding food and water from her against her family's wishes. The World View spoke with Schindler upon his return from London, England, where he met Charlie and his parents.
I was fortunate enough to visit with Charlie Gard's parents, Connie and Chris. They had invited me over, and I really wanted to go just to show my support for them and their efforts to help their son, Charlie. They were very humble people, dedicated to fighting for their son. I got a sense that it was taking its toll on them, this fight, emotionally. I could see that it was draining, and I could certainly empathize with them with the fight that we had with my sister, Terry Schiavo.
Schindler explained that both the mainstream media and the judge were under the mistaken impression that Charlie is suffering.
I was able to visit Charlie for a brief time, and it was a very moving experience. He looked completely at peace, not suffering, as I kept hearing over and over again, not only from the hospital, but from the judge as well. But he looked very comfortable, and I spent a few minutes with him just saying a short prayer. The parents were just loving parents, intent on trying to get treatment for their son in the hopes that he would improve.
Schindler, a spokesman for the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network, which advocates for 10 to 15 new patients per month through a pro bono team of attorneys, explained why there's a growing hostility to the medically vulnerable.
I think there's a hyper-focus on containing costs. It's a lot cheaper to deny a person care if, in fact, their prognosis is poor and they're going to need long-term care. And I think at the same time, there's a quality of life ethic that is permeating our medical profession. Based on someone's quality of life, doctors cannot decide whether or not that person lives or dies and how long they want to provide treatment before they decide that they're going to stop caring or treating that patient.
Because Genesis 1:27 declares that God created mankind in his own image, we know that each human being is worthy of protection and care. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.